Okay, so here in Glasgow with the National Artistic Society this afternoon, and we're joined by Jim Dockigay from the National Artistic Society. So, Jim, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Michael.
So, first of all, can you tell us what is autism?
Autism is a developmental disorder. It affects the way a person is able to interact with other people and relate to the world around them.
So can you tell us a bit about, I know you work in the course called Game Prospects. Can you give us a bit more information about that?
Certainly, Michael, yeah. Prospects is part of the NES. Our specific role is to act as an employment service for people with autism and Asperger syndrome, which is a milder form of autism. We prepare people for employment by working on social confidence, working on individuals' understanding of autism and Asperger syndrome, their understanding of types of careers that might be appropriate, and ways to identify jobs and apply for those jobs. We also work closely with employers to set up suitable periods of work experience and to assist people to move into paid employment.
So can you tell me how many people you have got into employment at the moment?
Okay, yeah. Well, we work with about 90 people a year, and we place about 30% of those in employment on average every year. So you're talking about 30 job outcomes each year. We've been on the go since 1999 when we were first set up in Glasgow. So if you do the maths, that's about 12 times 30. It's quite quite a few job outcomes over the years.
Yeah. So, and do you enjoy your job, and what do you feel the barriers are?
Okay, yeah, well, I do, like my colleagues, I do very much enjoy my job. It's certainly very challenging, but we work with a very diverse client group, so no two clients are the same, which means we have to kind of keep on our toes and always adjust and adapt our procedures to suit the individuals we support. In terms of the biggest challenges, the single biggest challenge, Michael, is awareness. A lot of employers out there have the perception that everyone who has autism or Asperger syndrome is like the Rain Man character in the movie, and they kind of fail to see that there's a lot of people out there who have autism or Asperger syndrome but are very much capable of working in mainstream employment. So our biggest challenge is to get out there and spread the message amongst employers that there's a huge untapped workforce who can offer a very conscientious approach, who are very reliable and very focused, and they can pay attention to detail that's second to none. So we need to, we do, and we continue to need to get out there and make employers aware of that, so that they're more aware of the skills that people with autism and Asperger syndrome can bring to the workplace.
And finally, have you got a website address or email address where people can find out more about this prospect?
Certainly, we have our web address is www.autism.org.uk/prospects. There'll be information on the website shortly about our new courses, which are funded by the Big Lottery. They're open to 16 to 25 year olds within Glasgow and West Central Scotland. And the project's entitled Moving Forward, and it's about preparing young people for employment. So hopefully people might find that information useful.
And we'll put a link up on the Able Radio website. So thanks for giving me the time today.
No problem,
we'll speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. Thank you.